Camden, a disabling borough, by Mick Scarlett. I moved to Camden over 15 years ago to move in with my wife, who was born and bred in the heart of this wonderful, exciting town. I grew up in the industrial heartlands of Luton in Bedfordshire. When Luton was redeveloped in the 60s and 70s, it was done with inclusion in mind. Well, okay, it wasn't necessarily in mind, but a lot of 60s and 70s design was kind of good if you were disabled, which meant that it was a very accessible place for me to grow up in as a disabled child. And when I became a full-time wheelchair user in my teens, Luton's inclusive layout allowed me a level of independence that I now know spoiled me. By contrast, Camden has been a disappointment. I spent a great deal of my youth in the 80s and 90s in Camden, clubbing at the Camden Palace, which later became Coco, and the Electric Ballroom, where I also met my wife way back in 1989. I knew Camden wasn't the most accessible place, but I always felt a real desire to improve it. Encouraged by management, who really wanted to do better, I advised Coco and the Electric Ballroom on how to make accessibility improvements. Yet after moving here, I soon realised that this desire for change was not as deep-seated as I had hoped. For a while, I just carried on enjoying the nightlife, although it was a struggle to do so. Crawling up and down stairs, expecting never to find a suitable toilet for me, and knowing that I had a real chance of not being let into some venues because of, you know, the same old excuses, like I presented a fire risk. Then, just after I'd finished a Greater London Authority Access Advisor course for disabled people, I saw that Camden Market was being redeveloped. I thought that this would be a chance for the market to become so much better for disabled visitors. But slowly, I saw the exact opposite happen. Huge slabs of Yorkstone pathways were taken out and replaced by poorly laid cobblestones, while existing cobblestone pavements were heavily damaged by big machinery and were not reset to make them safe. So, I offered the market my services as a professional access advisor. For around 6 years, I tried to get change, but my efforts amounted to nothing, mainly because there was no pressure from Camden Council. Rather than insist that all works be accessible, the Town Hall gave planning permission over and over again for works that either left things the same or made them even worse. In 2016, I stopped working for the market. I couldn't be ignored anymore. I still kept in contact with the market management and still received promises that things would get better. In 2011, before the Olympic and Paralympic Games came to London, I took a disabled representative of the Games organising body around the market. They used a power chair, and the cobbles shook them so much that we had to tie them into their chair with bungee cords and gaffer tape their head to their headrest. They decided that Camden Market was so inaccessible that all of the athletes taking part in the 2012 Games should be banned from visiting Camden in case they injured themselves. Now, what a sad thing to say for such an amazing place to visit. Still, no one did anything to make it better. Fast forward to today. Coming out of lockdown, disabled people in Camden Town are seeing changes that further exclude them at every turn. Here on Camden Disability Action's community journalism site, we've highlighted the issue with cycle lanes, bus bypasses, low traffic neighbourhoods and the widening of pavements. All done with little or no thought to disabled people, it seems. We have had to be the voice of Camden's disabled community, shouting to be heard by a council that seems to listen, but then mostly ignores what we've said. I discovered another example of how our council doesn't push for our inclusion yesterday when visiting a friend who runs a business in Camden Market. All the businesses in the basement, one of the few more accessible areas of the market, are now being moved out to be replaced by an entertainment business. The only accessible toilet in the market that I know of is in the basement, so who knows if that will remain open. The businesses are being moved to a new first floor area that can only be accessed by steps. Yet again, Camden's most famous tourist attraction has been allowed to open an area to the public that isn't accessible to many disabled people. The poor business owners don't know that by leasing these units, they are liable for any legal action brought by disabled people feeling excluded. The market should not be making these inaccessible units available to businesses, and the council should not have passed any planning permissions to do so either. Yet again, it seems that Camden Market can do whatever it likes, and the council will allow it. I watched the new cobblestone floors being laid, and was shocked to see builders smashing level cobblestones to make them look like the older historic paving. They were building inaccessibility into the market, and yet the council passed them as okay. The flooring throughout the market is a major barrier to disabled people, but it's also unsafe for all visitors. I met a young woman just after moving here who had had a leg in plaster. She had tripped on the market's cobblestones and had broken her ankle. She was not disabled, but she was wearing flip-flops at the time. I have lived in my current home for 12 years, and yet I have seen no improvement to the floors in the market in all that time. I went to bed last night, unable to sleep, because I was so cross at being excluded from yet another part of my hometown and angry at it happening again and again and again. Angry at the market for doing it, angry at the council for letting them. I can honestly say that I've never felt as disabled as I do now in Camden. And what's worse, this feeling grows every year. Rather than feeling less disabled as Camden improves with time, as anyone would expect, I feel less and less welcome in the place I call home. Surely it's time for this to change. Maybe not for me, but for future generations. I ask Camden Council and Camden Market to start really making a change for the better. Start building a borough that welcomes disabled people, and let the disabled people who live here take part in everything that this amazing place has to offer.